Long Neck Station Project 1219, substantial completion.
Good morning.
Morning, sir.
Here before you this morning to request the council grant substantial completion to Project 1219, Sussex County Emergency Medical Services, Long Neck Station 106. Project was bid November 7th, 2012. Low bidder was Willow Construction LLC from Easton, Maryland at $478,950. Notice to proceed was given January 7th, 2013. A substantial completion date was May 31st, 2013. One change order has been approved for $840, and a second credit change order in the amount of $2,150 is proposed. That would put the anticipated revised final cost at $477,640. Warranty dates will extend from the date of substantial completion through May 31st of 2014, and a final balancing change order will be presented at a later date. A small punch list of repair and completion items will be complete within the 60-day conditional acceptance period, and many items on that punch list have been completed to date. Questions?
Any questions? Mr. Ashmore? Apparently not.
I have a motion.
Please.
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Engineering Department that Sussex County Council grant substantial completion effective May 31st, 2013 for the Sussex County Project Number 12-19, Sussex County Emergency Medical Services, Long Neck Station 106, to Willow Construction LLC, and that final payment be made and any retainage be held until the final balancing change order is approved and the punch list completed in accordance with the terms and conditions of the contract document.
Entertain a motion.
I'll make it.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Second.
Second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Oh, yes, motion carried. Thank you, sir. Mr. Hicken.
He's a star of radio and TV. Well, radio right now, Mr. Hicken, yeah. Not TV yet.
Somebody told me I had the perfect face for radio. This morning, I'm proposing a bid award for package two of our runway extension project. This part of the project will mill and pave the existing 5,000 feet of runway and complete the approach lighting system and some other electrical work, such as the airfield lighting control system and relocating the precision approach path indicator lights. We opened bids on June 12th. There were only two bidders. The low bidder was George and Lynch at $4,457,947. And as I said in your packet, that's considerably higher than our engineer's estimate. Mm. And all of that can be attributed to the electrical work that has to be done. The civil side of it, we were about within 2% of our estimate. The rest of it, we were about 40% off. Part of that had to do with the reluctance of local electrical contractors to bid on the job. None of them did. There was only two companies, one from Boston, one from Nebraska, that bid on the electrical portion or provided quotes on the electrical portion to the contractors. And the lowest quoter was a company called DEG out in Nebraska. So, you know, we're kind of paying a premium for using an out-of-town company to start with, and their prices were just higher. We've looked at the options, and we still feel that awarding the bid as it is our best option. I can answer questions for you if you'd like, or I have a motion.
And this is, if I'm just verify this, this bid for doing this, this is paid 90%?
90% by the FAA. And the motion will be to make the award contingent on receiving the grant. We haven't applied for the grant yet, but
okay.
This will allow us to keep moving forward. And
then the state pays some money.
The state will pay 5%, we pay 5%.
Okay.
And if we receive the grant, are we talking about the exact amount of the grant or 90%? What wording is there in the contract? I'm just curious whether the grant, if the grant changed, would that, you know, where would we be?
Not sure I understand, but
the contract is what he's talking about is the motion we're going to make would be
at the bid
would
amount.
Be based on the bid amount of $4,457,000, and the motion is only good if we get the FAA grant.
Okay, I'm just asking.
Right, is that correct?
Are we talking about any particular amount of grant or not? Just generally the FAA grant?
Right.
Okay, fine.
If we do get a grant, it'll be for 90% of that amount, plus the construction management portion, which was my number two item today that got removed, but we'll be back with that.
And as I understand it, these grants may be approved, but the money doesn't come with the approval. It comes sometimes months, if not years later?
No, it comes with the approval.
Okay. So we have gotten all the money from the feds for each project out at the airport?
Except up till this one. We haven't applied for this package of this project.
Right, okay.
Any more questions, Mr. Hicken? Mr. Wilson?
I'm kind of wondering, do you ever pick up the phone and call any electrician or someone like on this job on a bidder and said, we have some bids here, we'd like for you to bid on?
Our consulting engineers, urban engineers, did call some of the local contractors that have bid in the past. They were a little bit scared off by the time crunch of this project and a little scared off.
What scared them off?
Well, we're trying to get this project done by the end of this year, and there's a 100-day period to do that. And we put in some significant liquidated damages for the paving portion of it, and then the normal $2,000 a day for the rest. There was a couple of local contractors that kind of felt that they'd somehow get hit with the $10,000 paving LDs.
For weather.
You know, plus probably weather too, that 100 days wasn't going to be enough for them to complete the project. This company from Nebraska, DEG, is very experienced with this type of work. They put in the approach lighting system in Newcastle, which involved tunneling under or boring under Route 13 to put that system in. So we're very satisfied with their quality and the ability to get the job done in time, on time.
Any more questions, Mr. Hicken? You have a motion, sir?
Sure. Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the engineering consultants, Urban Engineers Incorporated, and the engineering department, that Sussex County Project Number 12-07, Extend Runway 422, Package 2, be awarded to George & Lynch Incorporated of Dover, Delaware, at the bid amount of $4,457,947, with award to be contingent upon the receipt of a Federal Aviation Administration grant.
Of 90%.
Entertained a motion. Motion, Mr. Phillips.
I'll second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion?
Question is, I'm just asking to understand, should we add of 90% at the end of that? The wording.
That wasn't the resolution. Wasn't that in the resolution?
But the FAA is not allowed to award anything other than 90%.
Okay, fine. I just want to be sure. That's right. What I'm looking for. Right. Just, you know. Okay, thank you.
It'd be 90% or nothing.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Here we go. Any more questions? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir. Red Hawks. Pump Station 30, Force Main, substantial completion.
Yes, good morning. That is correct. This project has come before you on a couple of occasions as we've been working through bid award and various council activities. This activity is substantial completion, which brings the project to conclusion, allows us to establish warranty dates, and just the official actions of the contract requires us to do this. Somewhat of a housekeeping activity. So I have, this is the connectivity, the force main that will carry wastewater from our Fenwick Island region to the South Coastal Treatment Plant. So it is a major piece of infrastructure that will, that increases capacity and efficiency. It's a larger pipeline, which means horsepowers and things get more efficient in the process.
Sure, sure. You have a motion?
I do. Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the engineering consultants and the county engineering department, that Sussex County Council grants substantial completion effective May 17, 2013 for Sussex County Project 10-03, South Coastal Regional Wastewater Facilities Pump Station, 30 Force Main, to Bunting and Murray Construction, and that the final payment be made and any held retainage be released in accordance with the terms and conditions of the contract documents.
Entertain a motion.
So moved.
Motion, second. Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion
I have
carries.
A question. As we progress west of there, is it possible that we can convert to land application as we progress west of these locations near the coast? I'm just curious, generally. Are we going to keep doing that overboard thing?
Are we talking about the South Coastal Regional Wastewater Facility?
Just generally, I think there is some land out there that we could use if we were going to go do any land application. I would think that would be some available. I'm just asking.
Generally, I'm going to say in the vicinity of the South Coastal, no, because the soils on the south side of the bay are not conducive to
and don't absorb.
High water tables,
okay.
Modeled soils. Okay. So I'm going to say no, plus the large volume. It's our biggest plant. But obviously, when we're working inland, it generally is our first choice selection.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mike. Mr. Izzo.
Mr. Hawks, renovation, Sussex County Annex Building.
Yes. Again, I've been before you with contract actions, and this one brings the project to conclusion. The work did establish renovations on the first floor and the second floor, and it accommodated some things to better facilitate handicap access to our elevator in the first floor, and provided us with a better area for staff training and conference area on the second floor. Also in this motion is the balancing change order for the project, so that will be included in the discussion of the motion. That balancing change order is $0, but we did extend the contract time for primarily things such as carpet. There, it seems as in our building industry, there are less things being stocked by vendors, so as you order things, these local supply houses aren't stocking as much product as they once did. We had selected a color that turned out not to be a stock item, and we were willing to wait an extra few days for that to arrive. So the contractor asked for a 10-day time extension, which this motion will grant them the 10-day time extension.
You have a motion?
I do. Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that balancing change order for Sussex County Contract 12-20 renovations to the Sussex County Annex Building with John L. Briggs and Company be approved, which increases the contract time by 10 calendar days. Substantial completion is granted effective May 31st, 2013, and final payment be granted and any held retainage be released in accordance with the terms and conditions of the contract documents.
So moved.
And motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Yes, motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you all.
Lauren George. Fine bar screen and transpactor shaftless spiral conveyor compactor. Wow.
It's a mouthful. Good morning. I'm here to present the bids for that project, 1231. So you can see the low bidder, JWC, and the second bidder was Headworks. We sold five contracts. Any questions?
Not really. Have a motion?
Yes. Be it moved based upon the recommendation of Sussex County Engineering Department that Sussex County Project 1231, fine bar screen and transpactor shaftless spiral conveyor compactor for the South Coastal Regional Wastewater Facility be awarded to JWC Environmental of Costa Mesa, California at the bid amount of $143,780.
So moved.
Okay, motion, Mr. Phillips. Second, Mr. Wilson. Any question on the motion?
I was reading 143,780. Did I have that wrong?
143,780, yes.
Okay, you said 142,708 or something like that.
Sorry.
Okay, I like that number better.
Yes.
We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I will, yes, motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Joel Gibbons, Pump Station 24 Improvements. Bid award.
Good morning. The item to be considered is the award of contract 12-15 Pump Station 24 Modifications. Pump Station 24 will be converted from a wet pit, dry pit pump station to a submersible pump station under this contract. The work includes bypass pumping, demolition, concrete testing, and rehab, etc. Bids were open on June 13th, and the apparent low bidder was Kuhn Construction of Hockessin, Delaware. The bid was evaluated and found to be complete in all respects. Therefore, it is the recommendation of the engineering department that the contract be awarded to Kuhn Construction.
In the amount of?
That's the recommendation that I have, in the amount of $448,187.
Okay.
If I understand it. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, we have a motion.
Yes.
So moved.
And we'll let us get a read.
Oh, all right. Oh, shoot. Okay.
Please read the motion.
I got you.
Oh, okay, there you go.
And then we'll ask questions.
All right, there you go.
So he's getting me confused.
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that contract 12-15 pump station number 24 modifications be awarded to Kuhn Construction of Hockessin, Delaware at a bid amount of $448,187.
Entertain a motion.
Yes, I'll make the motion.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver, second. Mr. Cole, any questions on the motion?
Yes. I understand that our estimate was $403,075. I'm just curious as to... Maybe you said what happened there, or maybe I missed it.
What that happened? Is within about a 10% range of our estimate, mm-hmm. so that we would not consider that to be problematic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Michael Izzo, County Engineer. I think we can also point that to a change in our bidding climate. As the economy is improving, there's more work being bid on the street, but yet our contractors are not quite to the point where they're comfortable bringing on more staff. So we're seeing more bids with fewer bidders. Even though we have four bids here, we're seeing fewer bids across the board. So we're going to have to go back to some things we did back in 2004, 2005, where we offer things like flexible start dates and things of that nature to encourage more bidders. Because,
okay.
Again, right now there's a lot of work on the street to be in bid, and there's just not enough contractors, in my opinion, to have to receive your good bids. And just the costs are going back up again.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Maybe Mike, we should have a list that we can go down and remind some people, because they might be missing these.
We do have a list we send out, and then also there's contractors clearing houses that also do similar work. But I can tell you back in 2004 and 2005, I had a laundry list of the work we were going to bid out like in the next year, and I actually had a big meeting and had contractors come down, and one of the things they suggested at that meeting to make it more attractive to them, if we said, well, maybe instead of starting in the fall with this work, if I could schedule it so I could start it next spring. And that way they know they have work in the future, but they can finish up the work they're doing now. So we're going to have to become more flexible again.
That's not a good idea, because if it's not an emergency, why not do that?
Right.
Okay, any more questions?
Mm-mm.
We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Well, yes, motion carried. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Julie Cooper, Pine Street Parking Facility, bid award.
After years of planning and work by county staff, we finally have approval from the town to install a parking lot on two adjacent lots on Pine Street owned by Sussex County. It was designed, we received all of our approvals, the Town of Georgetown, Conservation District, Fire Marshal. We advertised and we had our bid opening on June 19th. We received six bids. Lowest apparent bidder was Thompson & Sons of Milford, Delaware. And I'm here to ask to award the bid.
You have a motion?
Yes. Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the engineering department that Sussex County Project 1224 Pine Street Parking Facility be awarded to the lowest responsive bidder, Thompson & Sons Contracting, LLC, of Milford, Delaware, at the bid amount of $117,585.
I'll make a motion.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Second.
Second, Mr. Cole. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Oh, yes, motion carried. Thank you, ma'am, for all your hard work.
Yes.
Are we done spending money?
Old business, Mr. Lang.
That was wearing me out. Hey, Mike, here's a note I want to give you.
Additional use number 1962.
Peter Demery.
Morning. Morning, sir.